Are we framed by God? Can we blame God for our problems? Can we blame God for our sins? Today, we will find out that it's very possible we can. Rabbi Moshe Cardavero was one of the greatest Kabbalists who lived in the city of Tzfat in the 16th century. He passed away in the year 1570 at the age of 48, I believe. And at his funeral, he was eulogized by his student, the great Arizal. And being that when the funeral was held was during the week of Torah portion of Kitetzer, which was his date of passing is Tammuz 22, the 22nd of Tammuz, Arizal quoted from that Torah portion. And it says an interesting law, which sounds weird and absurd and barbaric, but we will find out why is there such a law. It says that when a person is put to death by the Jewish court, which was very rare in our history, the Torah speaks a lot about death penalty, but it was executed very, very seldomly. But whenever it was, there were certain procedures how people were supposed to be put to death. And it says a person was supposed to be put to hang on a tree after he is killed. The Torah specifically says that it cannot be for a long period of time. It has to be done very briefly, and it cannot be done with others watching. Only the people from the court who are doing it supposed to be there, because we are very concerned about the body of a deceased person not being desecrated. We have to be careful to treat it with respect. Person was first killed. It's a very important correction. We do not have a death by hanging. We do not have such a punishment. The Torah has four different ways how people are put to death if they're being executed. Hanging is not one of them. But after the person is put to death, they hang him briefly on a tree. And then they bury him. Weird thing. Why would you briefly hang him on a tree? And in some other cultures, people who are being executed are purposely hung in public places for everyone to see, to be fearful of transgressing in the future. But here, we are specifically warned not to have witnesses just staring at it. We only have the workers of the court doing it, and we don't want any bystanders just eyeing it. It's not called respectful towards the person who has passed away, because the Torah is very careful with treating a body of a dead person with respect, even if he was executed by the court for obviously doing very bad things. So why is it? We're going to find out the reason for this strange law, first looking at the Kabbalistic explanation that Arizal gave to it at the funeral of Rabbi Moshe Cardavero. It says that when a person passes away at the hands of a court, when a person is executed by the Jewish court, because a person has a sin that carries death penalty, you should hang him on a tree. This is the passage that Arizal is basing his eulogy on. There is a law that if there is a sin that carries death penalty, you should hang a person on a tree. In Hebrew, the word sin, chet, comes from the word void or lack, because it's very simple. When I create a place void of godliness, that's when I sin. Me sinning means creating a place which is void of godliness. So now we understand that this phrase can be read differently. If a person dies and he is void of sin, he's void of death punishment. If a person dies and he has a void, he is lacking what would carry death penalty, you would hang him on a tree. In Hebrew, to hang, litlot, also has a meaning to blame. Like you hang your excuse on something. you blame. So in other words, if you look at the different meaning of these two words in the sentence, you can say, if a person dies and he is lacking whatever would require death penalty, you should blame it on a tree. Which tree? The tree of knowledge. So Arizal was saying that if you have a person who's righteous, you cannot think of one reason why a person like this would die, and he dies, you should blame it on a tree of knowledge. Why? Because when Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, ate from the fruit of tree of knowledge, they brought death into this world. So God created a system where people die. Now, an average person probably, we can say, has a reason why God thought that he needs to end his life now. But if somebody is totally righteous, he does not have anything that would even remotely require him leaving this world. Why would a person like this die? Well, the answer is just because Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, ate that fruit and they brought death into the world, and now people have to die. Every person has to die. This is what Arizal was explaining at the funeral of Rabbi Moshe Cardavero, known as Ramak, saying that this righteous person has passed away and we cannot think of a reason why he would deserve to die, especially at a pretty young age. He was less than 50 years old. Arizal said we could blame it on a tree, on the tree of knowledge. So now we look what the Torah says. We look at what the Torah writes about the tree of knowledge. It says in Tehillim, in Psalm number 66, look how great are your creations. They inspire awe. Your deeds inspire awe in people. This is what King David says about God. He says, look at how great your creations are. Your deeds inspire awe in mankind. But interestingly enough, the word your deeds, written over there with alilah, alilah in Hebrew could be translated as a deed, and it also can be translated as a wrong accusation, trumped up charge. For example, blood libel in Hebrew is alilat dam. Dam is blood. Alilat, it's a wrong, trumped up accusation of blood. So when it says your deeds inspire fear in mankind, it could also be read your trumped up charges, your wrong accusations are inspiring fear in people. Why is that? The commentary, specifically Rashi, explains that King David here is alluding to the sin of Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve. Why? Because it says that because they ate that fruit of tree of knowledge, death was brought into the world. But one second, you could bring into the world only what already exists. It doesn't say that God created death at that moment. God brought death. So death was already created. So if Adam and Chava were meant to live forever, why was death created? Obviously, death was created because God knew that it's going to be put into practice at one point. If God knew that it's going to be put into practice, it means God set them up to sin. And this is what King David is alluding to right here. King David is saying that God, you have trumped up our charges. You've set us up. You created a situation where Adam and Chava had to sin and therefore brought death into the world. So now we understand that a person who was deserving death penalty is briefly hung on a tree after he's executed, because we want to allude that his sin was committed because of a tree of knowledge. He did what he did, and that's why he had to be put to death. We are not trying to find excuses for him. But ultimately, we have to understand that God set him up. If not for Adam and Chava, he would have not done what he has done. So whenever we have a chance to do a mitzvah, we should. We should definitely try our best not to do anything wrong. We should not sin. But if it happened that we did, we could always turn to God and say, God, you set us up. A more interesting thing is that it says in the Torah that God, when he looks at our mitzvahs, he smiles. It makes him happy. In one place it even says it makes God laugh from happiness. Why is that? What makes someone happy? They say that this Jew is walking down the street being very, very sad. And his friend says, what's wrong with you? He says, well, 3 days ago, I won a lottery, $1 million. Yeah. 2 days ago, I got a letter from a lawyer that I have a long-lost uncle who has passed away without children, and I am given all of his inheritance of $2 million. This guy says, okay. Yesterday, I was awarded a prize of $3 million for a lawsuit that I've been battling with for past many years. The guy says, okay, but you are very sad. Everything you are telling me doesn't seem to be like a reason for sadness. Why are you so sad? He says, well, today's day is almost over and I still have nothing. So whatever we are used to is not making us happy anymore. If I'm used to winning a million, two, three every single day, then the next day when I'm winning $1 million, I'm already going to be shrugging it off. I'm like, okay, yeah, what's the big deal? So whatever we expect is not going to make us happy. Whatever we are used to is not going to make us happy. Only new things make us happy. So when we say, and by the way, same thing with laughter. What is a good joke? A good joke is always something unexpected. I just told you a joke about this guy who was sad. You were laughing. Why? Because it was an unexpected turn. You did not think it would go there. If you would see it going this way, you would not laugh. So joke is something unexpected. So now we understand that when God is looking at us, if we do a mitzvah, it is something beyond what the expectations are. And that's why he is happy. That's why he's even laughing when he sees us doing things like this. We cause God pleasure. It's not something he's used to. He created the world on a certain level. And by default, whatever is created stays whichever way it's created. So that's why we can say that God set us up to do wrong things. Why? Because that's how God created us. But then we could make a step further. We could make God happy and do a mitzvah.